that wasn't there last time I came by here, was it? Or maybe it was. And then you see all kinds of chips and stuff in these big dumpsters in the back, and you think, oh my God, they're using a lot of cutting tools. So 4 o'clock, you decide you're going to go over there, and you go over there and you go in the lobby, and somebody comes out, and the gal says, yeah, he's the guy who's in charge of the machine shop. So then you talk to him. He says, well, you know, he says, I just had 2 new CNC machines delivered, and you know, we got them on a deal, and we didn't buy the tooling yet. So yeah, I need to get tooling. I need to get them running. They're already in already. We're going to hook them up over the weekend. So, you know, you say, holy Christmas. So you call your distributor, you know, let's just say, and he's got some inventory and that sort of thing. And so the two of you go over there that Saturday, and you get the whole thing set up. You bring a whole mess of tools over. You tell the guy, look, you can buy whatever you want to use. Get a good deal. The guy doesn't ask you about price or anything. You tool the whole thing up over the weekend. And on Monday, you go in to see your boss, or you happen to catch your boss on the phone or something, and you tell your boss what happened. And your boss said, oh, I understand. Oh, by the way, you know, we got this going on, that going on. You go, hold a second, boss. You didn't hear what I said, you know, because you need to repeat it back. Your boss would have to say, well, Saturday you found that new account, and you and those guys from ABC Supply, you did, you know. So repeating back makes a connection that is so powerful, it is unbelievable. Now, you don't want to overuse it, as I think it was David that mentioned. You know, you just don't want to overuse the thing, but you want to use it when you can. And the best time to use it is when they say something that you want to remember. So, for example, you're in there talking. He's telling you this and that, all these things going on in the factory and so on and so forth. And then he says, yeah, we got 3 new CNC machines coming in. So you got 3 new CNC machines coming in. Wow. You know, now that's something you want to repeat back. So it helps you to remember it. It proves to the customer you're listening, and you can tee up something with those 3 CNCs. You don't have to jump on it right away. If a sales guy's in a customer, the customer says, yeah, I got some stainless steel out here, and I'm having trouble machining it. And a sales guy comes right out of his chair, right out of his shoes, and jumps right on a customer and starts force-feeding them, you know, CP, whatever the heck it is, to start machining that stuff. You know, that you lose the opportunity for a connection. You lose that opportunity. And the connection is this. You just back off a little bit. You're still going to want to jump on a guy and sell him all the stuff you can to machine stainless steel, but you say to him, and you heard plainly what he said, but you take a few seconds and you say, so you say you're having problems with stainless steel machining, and you've got some new machines coming in to machine stainless steel, huh? Maybe we can help you with that. So you see, you just took a few seconds out of your killer attack mode and made a connection with the customer. That's really powerful, and you heard what he said. So,
John, what would be wrong with going in after he said, you know, hey, I'm having some problems with the stainless steel? What would be wrong with saying,
I got the answers and they're right here?
Well, John, what kind of problems are you having? Would you like to talk about that a little?
Oh, yeah. Bit? Yeah, that's the same thing, isn't it?
I didn't know.
Yeah, it's the same thing. But be careful. When you repeat back what a customer says, you be careful. If you change the words, it is not what the customer said. And there's so much about words and the inflection and so on and so forth. If you change the words, you could change the whole meaning. So you got to be very careful. If a customer says, I'm having trouble machining stainless steel, saying, we can help you machine stainless steel is almost the same thing as repeating it back, but it's not the same, is it? It's slightly different.
You almost made an overcommit. You could be making an overcommitment.
You don't know what the problem is.
In a way that'll get more information.
Yeah, saying it back, and then usually you follow. We're going to practice it here in a few seconds. But saying, so machining stainless steel is a problem you're having right now. Well, you know, the guy might say, well, what the hell is this, a recording? I just said that, you know. But they don't say that. They say, yeah, that's right. And it just is, it's a really, really powerful way to connect. Really powerful way to connect. Okay, let's move over now, and we're going to do a role play. So we got five minutes, and this is a repeating back role play. Let's take a look at it. Okay, I'm hearing bells going off. I usually hear them anyhow, but I'm thinking this is... Okay, gang, if I can get everybody back, and Me and Magnus are going to have to eat all those buns back there before the end of the night here tonight, so please help yourself before...
Does it make our hair grow?
Yeah, I'm hoping. I'm hoping.
No, I tell you what, you rub them on your hair because...
you come our way on purpose.
Yeah.
Works
yeah.
I can see it.
Yeah. Well, see, Magnus, did, he would have been perfect otherwise, and he didn't want to be perfect. So, there you go. All right, let me ask you just something about this repeating back thing. How many think it's kind of ridiculous? Let me just see a show of hands. Don't be afraid to, you know, to be honest.
In a certain way.
Yeah.
I think
you overdo it.
If you overdo it.
I think overdoing it.
Oh, yeah.
And I think saying exactly what that person just said verbatim is corny.
Well.
Now, I like the idea. I think it's a really good idea. But I think changing it up just a hair.
Yeah, okay. Be careful when you...
I understand there's a meaning situation.
Yeah, right.
There and
yeah, as long as you don't lose the essence of it. And if you repeat... But I tell you, once you start doing it... Yes, go ahead.
I think it's... For some people, especially myself anyway, it's hard to stop and just repeating. It's very easy to kind of lead on for more questions instantly.
Yeah.
Instead of saying, getting
oh, absolutely.
I agree.
Yes. And that's...
That,